Hi, good afternoon, listeners. My name is Phil C. This is Corner Country, brought to you by allaussieradio.com.au. Now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM on the peninsula in Tasmania and 87.6 Backwater Country. I've got a great show planned for you this afternoon, folks, as always, with our very special guest joining us a little bit later on in the program, Mr. Ross Webb. Now, Ross is going to be one of the artists that will be appearing.
Get on out to the best little music festival on the West, Music in the Mulga. 4 days of pure fun and great live music. Camping out on Wandilla Station near Yulo in the red dirt country of southwest Queensland. Kick up the dust with a huge lineup of artists that will get you rocking. With charity auctions, the running of the famous Wandilla Cup, yubby races, fashion parades and bush dance. For an outback experience like no other, don't miss Music in the Mulga.
Yes, he'll be appearing at that one, folks. Music in the Mulga. And that is, of course, coming up very, very shortly. Next weekend, we will be there. The festival kicks off on the 16th and goes through until Sunday, the 19th of May. So next week, folks, we will be coming to you live from Music in the Mulga on the Wandilla Station at Yulo. And Yulo, of course, is located just the other side of Cunnamulla. So, as I said, Ross is going to be on the show a little bit later on. But before any of that happens, I'm going to play you one of his songs. And this is a number called One of a Kind. Ross Webb, folks.
I found a woman many years ago who stole my heart, never let it go. She shares and chases all of my dreams, sacrifices for the family. One of a kind, one that I can't let go. Our love will if the roles are ever reversed. The children and I struggle so hard to find anyone else who could shine just how you shine. One of a kind, one that I can't let go. Will always grow. A woman so fine, thank God you're mine. Baby, you're one, one of a kind.
Baby, you're one, one of a kind.
you're one, you want all the kind.
There we go, folks. That is Ross Webb, one of a kind, and he's going to be on the program a little bit later on this afternoon. Okay, folks, so what you've got to do is stick with us. My name is Phil C. The show's called Corner Country, and we are promoting the music in the Mulga out there on the Wandilla station. I'm going to play a song now by one of the other artists that will be appearing out there. Good mate of mine, goes by the name of Kerry Kennedy, and this is one of my favourites of his. It's a number called Big Rigs.
He drives the big rigs. She keeps the home fires burning. Inside the yearning keeps both their love alive. One day children and a yard and swings for playing. Maybe one day keeps both their love alive. And every day seems to get much longer. A photograph don't quite replace his touch. And every time she sees a newborn baby, a photograph and his memories not quite enough. It's over a month now, but he's gotta take this low. It's just on up the road. I'll be back home in a day. Kisses her forehead as the tears roll down her face onto the lace of the dress she bought today. And every day much longer. A photograph don't quite replace his touch. And every time she sees a newborn baby, a photograph and his memories not quite enough. Thank you. memories, not quite enough.
Ah, there we go, folks. That is Kerry Kennedy's Big Rig. What a sensational guy he is, and one of my favourites. And he's going to be appearing out there at Music in the Mulga between the 16th and 19th of May, which is next week, and the fabulous Wandilla Station at Yulo. Going to play you another track now by one of these artists that will be out there. He goes by the name of Dean Perrott, and he's teamed up with Jeff Brown. Now, Jeff Brown's not there this time. He was there, I think, last year. But he's not going to be there. But I've chosen this song because it's one of my favourites by Dean, and also Brownie is a good friend of mine too. Fabulous singer. The song's called Two Old Mates.
The year was 1993, on a little old stage somewhere. I met a bloke who loved a joke, and he never had a care. I could tell at a glance by your bushman stance you were Aussie through and through. And from that day you said g'day, our friendship grew and grew. We've been up a few dry gullies and we've seen some wet ones too. We've played on nearly every stage pit's worth to Humpty Doo. From bulldog macks to cattle tracks we've shared a yarn and smile. But we'll tell you straight, we're two old mates and we love that ballad style. I remember the day that I said g'day. You were singing a ballad song. With a pick and strum and a ballad run, I joined in and sung along. With a larrigan side, you sung with pride, a real fair dink and brand. I recall the time we met old mate and the day I shook your hand. We've been up a few dry gullies and we've seen some wet ones too. We've played on nearly every stage Tamworth to Timbuktu. We've travelled along the road of song and walked that country mile. 'Cause we'll tell you straight, we're two old mates and we love that ballad style. When we're up here on the stage singing a ballad song of our places and those faces from this land where we belong, in flashy pubs or in the scrub or an old-time country hall, no matter where we've played, old mate, we've really had a ball. The year was 1993 at a wool shed on the downs. I met a lad, he's not too bad, feet firmly on the ground. I could tell at a glance by a bushman's stance you were dinkum and true blue. And from that day we said g'day, our mateship grew and grew. We've been up a few dry gullies and we've seen some wet ones too. We've played on nearly every stage pit's worth the Humpty Doo. From bulldog macks to cattle tracks, we've shared a yarn and smile. But we'll tell you straight, we're two old mates and we love that ballad style. But we'll tell you straight, we're two old mates and we love that ballad style. Yeah, we'll tell you straight, we're two good mates and we love that ballad style.
There we go, listeners. That is two old mates, Dean Perrott and Jeff Brown. Continuing on now with the music, and I'm going to play you a song by Pete Smokey Dawson. He's another good mate of mine, one of the acts that will be appearing out there at Music in the Mulga next week. And I'm going to play you a brand new song from his brand new EP. It's a number called Touching Strings, and the album is the same name title. Touching Strings, Pete Smokey Dawson.
Like I'm drifting back in time. Picked up my old guitar and it nearly blew my mind. Memories of the years gone by, always rolling on. I remember touching strings when I was young. I've been living in the city, a white collar suit and tie. Living in the big smoke,
barely getting by. Never really happy, how could I be so wrong? I remember touching strings when I was young. This old guitar was passed down in time. It's a part of family history, it's mine. This old guitar's a good old friend to me. I pick up my old six string and I feel free. I walk in like I'm drifting back in time. Picked up my old guitar, it nearly blew my mind. Memories of the years gone by, always rolling on. I remember touching strings when I was young. Yeah, picking up this old guitar is like shaking hands with a long-lost friend. The kind you do not see for years, but the friendship never ends. I sure am glad my city days are done. I remember touching strings when I was young. Sure do. I walked in like I'm drifting back in time. Picked up my old guitar, it nearly blew my mind. Memories of the years gone by, always rolling on. I remember touching strings when I was young. Yeah, I remember touching strings when I was young. I walked in like I'm drifting back in time.
Pete Smokey Dawson, brand new song for him, Touching Strings, from the EP of the same name title. Gonna play you one now by Terry Clark. Now, no Music in the Mogga would be complete without Terry Clark, okay, folks? Sensational singer. And the song I'm going to play for you is a number called Sunshine. Terry Clark, folks.
How you doing now? Feeling alright. I'm just sitting here all by myself and I'm thinking about you. If you're alright tonight. Well, hey, yeah, I'm a rock now. I'm solid, girl. No, I'm steadfast. I know we'll always be there. You and me will always last. If you ever change your mind, if you're thinking of me any old time, well, all you gotta do is turn around, turn and call my name. I'll be there. I love you, there's no despair. You are my sunshine. How you doing now?
turn and call my name. I'll be there. I love you. There's no despair. You are my sunshine.
There we go, folks. That is Terry Clark. The song is called Sunshine. So him and all the artists that we've been playing so far will be appearing here.
Get on out to the best little music festival on the West. Music in the Mulga. 4 days of pure fun and great live music. Camping out on Wandilla Station near Yulo in the red dirt country of southwest Queensland. Kick up the dust with a huge lineup of artists that will get you rocking. With charity auctions, the running of the famous Wandilla Cup, Yubby races, fashion parades and bush dance. For an outback experience like no other, don't miss Music in the Mulga.
There you go, folks. Don't miss it. It's on next weekend, 16th to the 19th of May at Wandilla Station at Yulo. So make sure you check it out. I'm going to play you one more track now by Ross Webb, and then straight after this, he's going to be our guest on the phone with us. The song I'm playing for you now is a number called Cowgirl Angel. Ross Webb, folks.
Needed to fly free. You thought your time was now. Your message will be heard, because you're brave enough somehow. The dreams of those around you, they weren't the way they planned. The future turned around on them. Now they need a helping hand. Ride on, cowgirl angel. Your ride has just begun. Your angel horse will carry you endless days in the shining sun. Cowgirl angel, as you ride, keep a loving eye on those you loved and left behind. Keep their teardrops dry. You'll stay in their hearts forever. Smile will bring a tear. The few years you walk this earth, not in vain, so don't you fear. Right on, cowgirl angel. You're right. In the shining sun, the memories that you left are forever in their hearts. No longer do you smile, we'll always tear them apart. Sadness they didn't know. The law.
G'day, listeners. Phil C here. As promised from last week's program on Corner Country, brought to you by allaussieradio.com.au, now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM on the peninsula in Tasmania, 87.6 Backwater Country, 24/7 Country Channel. We've got our very special guest, Mr. Ross Webb, on the lines. How are you going today, Ross?
Very good, Phil. How are you, mate?
Mate, I'm having a ball. I'm living the dream, travelling all around this countryside, having a ball. What about you? You've been a busy man yourself. You've been doing a lot of gigs here and there and with your Luke Combs show.
It's been pretty crazy, Phil. Yeah, we've been covering a bit of territory, as you said. Came back from Queensland a few weeks ago, did a couple of gigs up there at Brisbane and the Gold Coast.
Mm-hmm.
They were massive nights, actually. We played at Lefty's in Brisbane. What a cracking venue that is.
Really?
And, we were lucky enough to sell that one out. So we had a huge crowd there. And then we headed down to Coolangatta and played to a huge audience there. So we had a great weekend up there a few weeks ago. But, yeah, the show's just got a life of its own at the moment, Phil. It's something that we thought we'd only be doing a one-off sort of last year,
mm-hmm.
has taken on a life of its own, and we've been travelling all over New South Wales, and we're literally booked out now for 2024, so we've got no dates left, and we're starting to take bookings for 2025.
And this is to do with the Luke Combs show?
Yep.
Wow.
Really, simply that, yeah. It all started, seriously. I just thought it was a harebrained idea. None of us in the band, because we all love him, couldn't get tickets to his concert.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a few of his songs in our sets, and said to the boys, I said, what do you reckon we just do a one-off show? And we're only going to do it in the Southern Highlands, where we all live.
Right.
And it's the old 6 degrees of separation. Like, it's amazing how it works. Like, we were effectively busking. I wouldn't say we're busking. We were asked to do a show at Homebush, where Acor Arena is, because Brad Paisley was on, and there's a group there that does events and different things out in the precinct. So we were actually playing just literally in the car park at Homebush when Brad Paisley was playing.
Right.
And there was a lady walked past. We were actually singing a Luke Combs song at the time. And actually, funnily enough, I think Lane Pittman walked past because he jumped up and had a sing with us at the same time. And she worked at a venue in Campbelltown, the Beer Shed.
Right.
And they rung us up about a month after that and said, do you reckon you guys would be interested in doing a Luke Combs tribute show? And I said, yeah, funny you say that. We've been talking about it, literally done nothing about it. And they said, well, we want to slot you in for a date in August when he was touring at the Beer Shed in Campbelltown. I said, yep, put us in. And we literally, they sold out the show in a night, which was a first for them. They put the ticket link up and it was sold out the next morning. And we ended up doing three shows there, like 3 weeks running. And it's just gone nuts ever since. We've just been going crazy and going here, there and everywhere.
Wow.
Very good crazy though, Phil. But, yeah, it's got to manage it all now.
Really? So wow. That's amazing. So, and obviously you just thought it was, oh, we'll do this. This will be a fun one-off for us. And now you're booked out for the rest of the year.
Yeah. It's, as I said, it's got a life of its own. Like, a mate of mine, he plays in other bands, but he's actually done a few shows with us, because I've had to actually organise some backup musos, because our guys, because of family commitments and that, can't sort of do every weekend.
Of course.
Anyway, he just said to me, because he was in a Garth Brooks tribute show years ago, like a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Webby, you need to build yourself a website. And I said, really, do people actually look at that sort of stuff anymore? Anyway, so I built one for the tribute show. And literally I was getting 2 to 3 inquiries every week from the day that I put the thing up. And I just, because I work full time, so I was struggling to keep up with just all the inquiries and organising all that sort of stuff. So I end up having to get a manager to sort it all out. So it's pretty crazy, to be honest.
Well, crazy, as you said, in a really good way, though.
Definitely. Yeah, like, it's something we've sort of, I guess, in the back of your mind, you always want to do and make, you want to, it's put us in venues we probably never would have had the chance to go and play.
Yes.
And, like, we're playing to sort of crowds of between 300 and 700 and it's just, it blows our mind. We all sit and pinch ourselves after each gig and we just think, did we actually just do what we've just done? And it's pretty crazy, to be honest.
Wow. And obviously you had no expectations of it getting this big. I mean, I saw you last year at Music in the Mulga, and that's the first time I saw you, and I thought you guys absolutely did a fantastic job. And then I remember you saying, you know, oh, had such a great time, Carmel. If you want us back, we'll be back next year. And here you are, you're back again this year.
Mate, we can't wait. And you're right, because we all had a ball last year. Like, it was just brilliant. And then, you know, the crowd, just the people that go to it are just so friendly. The people, you know, Carmel and all you guys that sort of are involved in it, you know, couldn't have made us more welcome. So, yeah, all, as soon as I said to the boys, I said, you want to go back? They said, yeah. So I pretty much jumped on the email. I gave Carmel about 2 days after the festival finished just to gather herself, I think, and then I shot her an email and said, we're in if you want it. So
fantastic.
Yeah, so we can't wait to actually get back there again.
So what are you going to be doing this year at the Music in the Mulga? Are you going to be doing like your tribute show, your Luke Combs tribute show? Or
you just, we're doing a bit of both. So we're doing a Friday night show, and that's going to be sort of out my original music plus a few other sort of covers that people know.
Mm-hmm.
But then the Saturday night on the biggest stage, we're actually doing the Luke Combs tribute show on that one. So, a bit of both.
So on the Saturday night, though, it is Luke Combs.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
So that's going to blow them away, obviously, because they're not going to be expecting that. I thought you might be doing that. I have spoken with Carmel, and she was a bit tight, you know, not wanting to say too much in advance. But, no, this is going to be great because last year you only played the one set. You only did the one. Now you have two now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually, we did two last year. We did one on the Friday night, but then we did another one sort of late on the Sunday as well. Yeah. So, but, yeah, looking forward to both. Like the Saturday night one, I said to Carmel after seeing it last year with, you know, on the big stage with, you know, Fanny Lumsden was there, Vixens of the Fall, and all the other guys that sort of played that main stage.
Yes.
I said to Carmel, we'd really love to get a crack at that if we get a chance. So she's true to her word, and she's got us on there, which is brilliant.
So how long have you and the boys been performing as a band together? Because you'd have to be pinching yourself to think you're on the same stage as Fanny Lumsden, for example.
Well, exactly, yeah. It's we've had a lot of pinch moments, I can tell you, Phil. all together as a band itself, I mean, the band's sort of grown and it's evolved over the years. Like, literally, we started out, me and the guy on acoustic guitar just as a duo. Like, I've been probably doing it for just on 10 years now.
Okay.
And as I said, it was just a duo to begin, and we've sort of slowly added people to the mix as we've gone along. But as we're set up at the moment, I'd say we've probably been playing together for probably maybe 2 years, I think it would be tops, I reckon.
Wow.
Because, you know, we're stock standard a five-piece band, but we've found a guy that plays slide guitar and all that sort of stuff, which just adds another dimension to the whole sound. And he's been on board on and off for the 2 years, but he's pretty much a full-time member now in the band. So it's sorry, my voice is a bit scratchy. We had a gig last night.
It's okay.
And it's a bit dusty this morning, but we've got a 6-piece band. We're at the Mulga. We're only bringing up the 5-piece because a couple of guys can't get there. We're using a drummer from Swamp Donkey's going to play with us.
Ah, cool.
So that'll be good fun.
Yes.
It's been good fun, and as I said, we've got some backups as well if we need them. So, which is always handy when we're sort of traveling here, there, and everywhere.
Absolutely. Because, like, you come from the Southern Highlands. Where do the other band members come from? Because you drag yourself up to Gold Coast, for example. Music in the Mulga's out in the middle of nowhere. You got a fair bit of travel. What about the other boys?
Yeah, we're all from the same area. So that's how we sort of all knew each other. I mean, I played footy with one of the blokes many moons ago, and then I worked with our bass player, you know, with my day job. And then it was his son that sort of joined us. So it's sort of, as I said, it's just been a natural evolvement. Yeah, we're all from the Southern Highlands. So, as you say, it's involving a lot of driving and flying and whatever else, which is probably something new to us as far as how far we're going. And organising things can be a bit tricky. But we're getting there. We're learning a lot of things on the run.
So have you done any other festivals other than Music in the Mulga?
So we did Tamworth again this year. And actually, we did two Luke Combs shows up there. Once again, this is where it sort of got us into venues we never would have got into. Like, we played Moonshiners at Tamworth this year. and packed that joint out. That was just incredible, that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then we played West Diggers as well up there with the Luke Combs show, and all but sold that room out. So that was, we had a really, really good Tamworth. We played Sunset and the Sounds. Now, this is what you mentioned before about sharing the stage, like with Fanny Lumsden and so forth.
Yes.
Well, this day we, so Sunset Sounds is a festival they have down here in Campbelltown, like southwest Sydney.
Yes.
They had the Wolf Brothers, they had Simply Bush, they had Baby Animals.
Wow.
And we got to open the day, which was a very much a pinch yourself moment. And it was funny because I ran into, we were walking backwards and forwards from the dressing rooms, and I ran into Tom Wolf when I was walking back down towards the stage at one show. They'd done their set, and I just sort of said g'day to him, and he said, "Well, how you going, Webby?" And I thought, how does he even know me? He said, "You guys are going off." And this was before even, like, we'd only done about a handful of shows at that stage.
Yes.
And he said, and we played a venue that they played the week after. He said, "You guys are selling more tickets than we are." And he was having a chuckle. And it was just, once again, it's just one of those moments where you just sort of get blown away by different things. And it was, but yeah, we did Sunset. Probably haven't done too many others, to be honest. Like, you sort of throw in some applications to different places, and like your Gympies and Denny and that, but haven't been successful thus far. But it's one of those things you just got to keep plugging away. And,
absolutely.
And yeah, hopefully you get a start at some point in time.
Yep. It's funny you mentioned Wolf Brothers and Baby Animals. They're both on the same bill this year at a venue called, or not a venue, a music event called Wingham Music Festival. Now, Wingham's up around the Taree area. And I saw Wolf Brothers. They played there not last year, the year before. And they got them back again this year. And Baby Animals are on the same bill. So to be playing with, you know, people of that caliber, you guys are, yeah, right. You're definitely doing the right thing. And you should have a word to the people that run that. That's Kevin and Donna Ballard. They run the Wingham Music Festival. And, when I speak to them next, I'll drop your name there, buddy, because I think you'd go off there as well. Definitely, they'd love you there.
That'd be superb. And as I said, at the moment, it's organically growing. We've just got some crazy stuff coming up. Like, we've got another two trips, I think, back up to Queensland. And after the Mulga, even. Like, we've got two more after that. And then we've got, like, we're playing the Brisbane show. We're playing the Ecker. Like, this was another. I had this phone call from this guy. And he said, we can't even think of his name. It's Joe Blow, and I'm the organiser at the Ecker. I thought, you know, I've heard of that. What's the Ecker? And then I just sort of Googled it. And it's the Brisbane show. And I rang him, and he said, yeah, we've heard of you guys. We want you to play the Brisbane show. And I was going, this is just blowing my mind.
Yes.
Yeah. And I said to him at the time, I said, how do you even know about it? He says, well, funny you say that. I was up in Rockhampton, because we're going up there as well later in July. And I've seen a poster of you guys when you were playing up there. So he just said, I've done some research on you guys, and I thought, yeah, got to have them at the Brisbane show. So stuff like this is just, as I said, you can't even think of, you can't even imagine it. But it's, as I said, it's taken a life of its own.
Fantastic. Absolutely brilliant, mate. I'm so glad that it's working out for you at this level, because when I saw you last year, Music in the Mulga, I thought, these guys are great, and I really hope it goes well. You're back at Music in the Mulga this year. You're booked out everywhere, and I'm sure once people at these events, these festivals, and there's a lot of them, we're going all over the place, and I'll definitely be dropping your name. I mean, later in the year, we're going to Texas Country Music Festival, which is a big one. Wolf Brothers have played out there. Nick Cushion from Melbourne was there last year, and they got him back again this year. So these are the sorts of ones you want to get onto, because they get big, big crowds out there that follow the country music festivals everywhere. So
don't you worry, Phil. As I said, there's a lot of those ones you just rattled off, like the Texas and all those sort of things, which are ones that we're throwing our hat in the ring unsuccessfully thus far, but fingers crossed, as you say.
Yep.
More people as they get to know what we do, and you know, hopefully the feedback, touch wood, so far has been good, and that'll help us get a bit of a toe in the door with some of those festivals, which would be brilliant.
I'm sure you get a starter. Rosalind Sinclair's the lass that runs that one at Texas. I'll be speaking to her probably middle of next week. I'll drop your name in there, mate. They're fully done this year, I think, for their artists, but certainly I'll have a check out your website. What's your website that you can look at your stuff at?
So we've got two. So we've actually got sort of, there's one called rustedtrack.weebly.com, which sort of covers all our sort of stuff, even our normal, not that we're doing that many of them these days, but our normal shows. But then there's also the Ultimate Luke Combs Tribute Show website as well.
Okay.
And that has all our dates and sort of venues and that we're playing and so forth. So, so you can get a bit of a look at where we've been and where we're going. So,
fantastic.
I mean, the good thing is a lot of the venues that we've played have asked us back. So we must be doing something right in that space, which is a good thing.
Yep. I think it'll only be a matter of time, mate, before you're playing the Gympie and also the Denny Ute Muster and places like Texas. You're on your way. Last year was the first time for me. I cannot wait to catch up with you again this year at Music in the Mulga. And, mate, I wish you all the success with what you're doing, and just keep doing what you're doing, because what you're doing right.
Mate, thanks, Phil. As I said, appreciate your support. As I said before, cannot wait to get back to the Mulga.
Mm-hmm.
We're just really looking forward to it because there's a great crowd, great venue, and, just going to be fun.
Fantastic. Mate, I'm going to wrap this up now. Before we do, though, I'm going to play your new single, Seminole Wind. Now, this is a song that was written by John Anderson, I think, from memory.
Yeah,
American country singer. So are these the guys that are influencing you and your musicality and your vocal ability and so on and so forth?
Well, they are. And it's funny, this song, I came across it, believe it or not, during COVID. And it wasn't the actual original version. Luke Combs, that's where I came across it. He actually just did an acoustic version of it threw it up on YouTube, and I thought, that is such a good song.
It is.
And then I obviously had to listen to the original version, and that was one of the very few songs that we sort of put down as a Luke Combs song, so to speak, that we were doing before we started the show. And I've always loved the song. People aren't altogether familiar with it, but once they hear it, they think, gee, that's a good tune.
Mm-hmm.
And we just thought, why not? Let's record it and put it out there and just see how it goes.
And how's it going for you?
Going good. Yeah, as I said, it's getting a bit of traction on radio, which is nice. And, the streaming side of it, you always want more, as I said. But it's been going pretty well on the streaming side, but I mean, the main thing for us was just mainly trying to get some radio play, which it seems to be over the last couple of weeks from some of the stats I've seen starting to get a bit of traction, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
And in turn, it then hopefully promotes what we're doing as far as the show as well.
Fantastic. Well, I played it on last week's program, mate, and I did mention we were going to have you on the show, and I'm sure we'll have a lot of people tuned in because it got a little bit of reaction from my listeners, and I said, I'll do my best to get you on. I know how busy you are. I know how busy you've been. You did a gig last night, and, mate, I thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us.
Mate, Phil, a pleasure as always, and thanks for having a chat.
No worries. There you go, listeners. That is Ross Webb, and check him out. And also, don't forget his brand-new song, Seminole Wind. He's going to be at Music in the Mulga this year, May 16 to 19. And if you're in that area, check it out and check him out as well. Thank you so much, my friend, for joining us.
Good man. Thanks, Phil.
We'll be back with more of Corner Country listeners straight after Ross Webb's brand-new single. It's called Seminole Wind.
Since the days of old, men would search for wealth untold. They dig for silver and for gold and leave the empty holes. Way down south in the Everglades, where the black water rolls and the sawgrass swings, the eagles fly and the otters play in the land of the Seminole. Oh,
their plans and they drained the land. Now the glades are going dry. Last time I walked in a swamp, sat upon a cypress stump. I listened close and I heard the ghost of Osceola cry. Blow, blow, Seminole wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again. I'm calling to you like a long lost friend. I know who you are. Blow, blow from the Okeechobee all the way up to Micanopy. Blow across the home of the Seminole, the alligator and the god. Yeah.
So blow, blow, Seminole wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again. I'm calling to you like a long lost friend. I know.
Oh, there you go, folks. That is Ross Webb, one of the artists that will be appearing at Music in the Mulga. I've got about 10 minutes to go before I put that horse in the stable. Yeah, kick back on the porch with a beer and a jack. But before any of that happens, I'm going to play a track now by Beck Hans. The song is called Only in Australia.
Have you ever visited a place called Down Under? And if you live here, have you roamed wide and all over? From waterfalls, open plains, to escarpments, thick rainforest bush to magnificent sea waters. Only in Australia. Have you ever stood on the top of Cape York? Have you ever taken a cruise down the Catherine Gorge? Have you watched the lightning on top of Stockman's Ridge? Have you ever walked across the Sydney Harbour Bridge? Have you ever watched the sunrise on Byron Bay? Have you driven across the Gibb in the Kimberley? Have you mustered cattle out west at Long Reach? Have you ever had a swim and a barbie on Bondi Beach? Only in Australia, this has got to be the place to be. It's got lots of personality, I'm never gonna leave. You'll come to visit and never leave, only in Australia. Have you ever killed a cane toad just for fun? Have you ever got drunk on Bundaberg rum? Have you paddle steamed the Murray for a couple of days? Have you ever had a gander at the Buchan Caves? Have you ever put a punt on the Melbourne Cup? Have you dug for opal in Noonadadda? Have you watched the footy with a 4-20 pile? Have you ever looked for the Southern Cross in the sky? Only in Australia, this has got to be the place to be. It's got lots of personality, I'm never gonna leave. Only in Australia, the scenery as far as you can see. You'll come to visit and never leave, only in Australia. Well, there's a thousand and more things to do, and if you don't, then why don't you? Come see the magic of her heart. Grab a bike, grab a car, grab a donkey and a cart. Just whatever, make the start. Only in Australia, this has got to be the place to be. It's got lots of personality, I'm never gonna leave. Only in Australia, the scenery as far as you can see. You'll come to visit and never leave. Only in Australia, you'll come to visit and never leave. I'm never gonna leave. Would you ever leave? We're so lucky to be free. Only in Australia.
Hey, there we go, listeners. That is Beck Hans, Only in Australia. And she's got so many songs to her credit, okay? R.M. Williams, Boots, Canola, Are You a Mate? And that one we've just played there, okay? Fantastic. We're going to continue on with the music now and play you another one who's a regular there at the Music in the Mulga on the Wandilla station, Andy Abra. And the song is called Hey, Mr. Taxman.
Hey, Mr. Taxman, won't you please leave me alone? It ain't easy to draw blood from a stone. I'd rather you were inclined to chase that big boss from the mine. Mr. Taxman, won't you please leave me alone? Hey, Mr. Taxman, won't you please give me a break? I swear I didn't know that ABN was fake. And although I changed my name, surely there's someone else to blame. Mr. Taxman, won't you please give me a break? Hey, Mr. Taxman, won't you climb off my back? Go chase a heavy, getting rich from shifting crack. I've had as much as I can take. I'm eating sausages, not steak. Mr. Taxman, won't you climb off my back? Hey, Mr. Taxman, you get plenty from me. From those bar tabs and those cigarettes you see. Please don't put me behind bars, I'm smoking ciggies, not cigars. Mr. Taxman, you get plenty from me. Taxman, well I hope you rot in hell. I'd like to burn you just to take away your smell. Well, I know that's mean of me to say, but you're taking all my pay. Mr. Taxman, well I hope you rot in hell. Hey, Mr. Taxman, won't you please leave me alone? It ain't easy to draw blood from a stone. I'd rather you were inclined to chase that big boss from the mine. Mr. Taxman, won't you please leave me alone?
Oh, there we go, folks. Hey, Mr. Taxman, won't you please leave Andy Abra alone?
Get on out to the best little music festival on the West, Music in the Mulga. 4 days of pure fun and great live music. Camping out on Wandilla Station near Yulo in the red dirt country of southwest Queensland. Kick up the dust with a huge lineup of artists that will get you rocking, with charity auctions, the running of the famous Wandilla Cup, yubby races, fashion parades, and bush dance for an outback experience like no other. Don't miss Music in the Mulga.
Don't miss it, folks. It's coming up next week, 16th to 19th of May. Got time for one more track before I put the horse in the stable and hang up the headphones. It's Robbie Mortimer. Blow the speakers.
On my birthday, I was dreaming rock and roll. Standing on the table, only 5 years old. Singing songs, don't know the meaning. Got addicted to the feeling. Yeah, those memories turn to stories for when we grow old. That old Ford with a torn up vinyl bench seat and two dents in the door. Yeah, I would drive into the city playing songs from Keith to Whitley. Yeah, the speakers played the soundtrack for when we grew.
Folks, that is Robbie Mortimer's Blow the Speakers. Folks, the horse is in the stable. I'm kicking back now with a beer and a jack on me porch. So until next week, folks, yee-haw! I'll see you somewhere around corner country.